Sit. At you for a moment, and we're not going to rest until each. What I want to talk about is that last year we discussed the Yud Gimel Midos, the whole concept of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is the most powerful prayer that we have, and it's the thing which is incorporates our slichus. It's the thing which incorporates our entire ni'ilah. Is focused on that. It's the main primary focus of Yom Kippur, practically. So, what is so unique about these Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim? Now, I want to summarize some things that we said last year, but the things that we said last year were pre-Das Tvunos, and now they're post-Das Tvunos. And it's two separate ideas, but they're very similar, but the ideas correspond. So the idea is like this. I'm just going to have my notes up. So the idea is like this, that Hashem says, if you use these Yud Gimel Midos, you're guaranteed a certain amount of rachamim. The Sfarim tell us that the Yud Gimel Midos of rachamim come from the Mid of Keser. The Mid of Keser is the top Mida of Hashem. Before it begins to unravel itself into this world, we know from Ramchal that there are two ways that Hashem runs the world. There's the world of the Yichud, there's the world of Bechira, right? There's the world that is in Machshava, and then there's the world that's down here, right? Now, the
You referred mostly to in the world of Mishpat.
Right. World of Yichud and the world of Mishpat. So when we're explaining this, the concept of the Zivgimu Midas
Oh,
So there's the world of Yichud, there's the world of Mishpat. In the world of Yichud, we have to remember one thing. The world of Yichud is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pure chesed. And the chesed is endless. And the chesed does not go in according to what you deserve. Because there's no mishpat in that world. It's just the desire of Hashem. That's the only thing that matters, is the ratzon of Hashem. What you do, what you don't do, is irrelevant in that world. Right? Mishpat only comes in the world of the Olam HaMishpat. Because Hashem has to make Hester Panim. Hashem has to hide himself. So Hashem had to minimize and be mitzamtzeim the chesed, which means had to, what's that word when you make, like, he had to,
balance,
what?
contract.
Contract the chesed to fit only within Mishpat. So I can give you extra credit points, but I can't just give you 100 for not doing the test. There's no mishpat. There's no way to justify that.
Exactly, what are you trying to justify?
No, in other words, there's a tremendous limit to the chesed of Hashem in the world of mishpat, because in the world of mishpat there needs to be mishpat, right? So therefore,
Maybe it seems soon. Is that the
so yeah, it's contracted. So the midas of mishpat of chesed of Hashem have to be counterbalanced with din, rachamim. Right? The first midah in the world is chesed, but right away it's contracted, it's conflicted with din, which equals rachamim. But the mishpat has to work. The chiddush of the Yud Gimel Midos is that there's an oifen of rachamim which comes from the higher place, from the world of the yichud. It comes from Hashem's midah of rachamim, which is and Lashon of the Gain and others, Shaloi Kifia Mekablum. It's not Kifi what we deserve. It doesn't have to fit with us. The chesed that we experience day to day is chesed within din.
No, Rachel is. I didn't know this.
Rachamim is Rachamim. No, Rachamim is a mizug, is a combination of chesed and din. Rachamim is you be merachim us within din. But it's not vitur on the din. If you say Hashem is mevater, it's not good. But to a certain degree, in the world of Yichud, we don't care about din at all. Din doesn't come in because it's not about how it fits into this world. Again, why do we need din? We only need the concept of din because we need in this world that Hashem's hiding, that we have to have an opportunity to reveal him. Right? But in the world where Hashem is, there is pure chesed. And it doesn't have to fit with the Mekabelim. So what do we say? And one more point. According to the Gra, the Arizal, and the Zohar, nice list, the 13 Midos do not start from Hashem Hashem. Hashem Hashem are two words that are the introduction to the Midos. The Midos actually start from Kel. So the count of the Midos, according to the Gra, is Kel, Rachum, V'Chanun. Erech HaPaim counts twice. Because one is Erech HaPaim L'Rishayim, one is Erech HaPaim L'Tzaddikim. Rav Chesed Ve'emes, Noitzer Chesed, La'alofim, Noisei, I think it's one, Avoy, Refeshah, V'Chatov, V'Nakei. Noisei and Avoy are two. So, Hashem Hashem is the introduction. What is the introduction of Hashem Hashem? Rashi says, Anihu kaidim shachatasem, anihu shalach. I am Hashem, both before you sin and after you sin. Where does that come from? How can you be the same Hashem before I sin and after I sin? Before I sin, I deserve rachamim because of my actions. I deserve chesed because of my actions. But after I sin, I only deserve chesed because you want to give me chesed, but I didn't earn the chesed. But that's the whole point. The point is that the Hashem Hashem tells us, we're being ma'orer, that there's one midah of Hashem, of chesed, when you display chesed in this world. That's when we deserve it. But there's another midah of chesed, la'achar shechata, that there's a midah of chesed that we could tap into, even if we don't deserve it, which is kulay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the other world, from the world of Yichud. Because in that world, Hashem is kulay chesed. And all that matters is his ratzon. Whether we deserve it, we don't deserve it, that's irrelevant to his
So one
plan.
Hashem is the other Meyuchah and the other Hashem is.
Yeah. So the way it works is that there's a psik between the two Hashems. There's a line in between.
Between the Mishpat and the
Well,
Yichud.
there's a line between the two words of Hashem in the Torah.
The two.
Words, Hashem, Hashem. There's a line in between, a psik. So the significance of the psik. There's a Reb Chaim V'lajner that says, this is my own pshat, but it's Kishmak of pshat. And then I found, I must have someone told it too. I don't know, but it's a Mefurash Zohar, it's pshat that I'm saying now. So it's cool. So the point is that the Reb Chaim V'lajner says, I think I have Reb Chaim V'lajner maybe. Reb Chaim V'lajner says, that when it says in the Torah, Avraham, Avraham, so over there, it says with a psik in between the two Avrams, but Moshe, Moshe, when Hashem calls Moshe, it says it without a psik, no line in between. So he says, why? Because Avraham, the way he expressed himself here, was not exactly the same Avram as it was in Shemayim. There was a difference between the Avram here and the Avram in his Sheresh and Neshama. But Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the level in this world that is equivalent to a Sheresh and Neshama upstairs. So Memela is no psik. Moshe, Moshe, I'm calling you and your Sheresh and Neshama. It's all the same. Hashem, first we're calling out, Hashem, you have a midah of chesed that we can experience. But we can only experience that koidem shechata, before we sin. There's another midah of Hashem that doesn't exist in this world. It only exists in the world of Yichud. Which is when the midah that Hashem wants to be mative, even la'achar shechata, he wants to be kulei mative. He wants to just give chesed. Why? Because if it doesn't have to express itself in this world, it's just the ratzon of Hashem. The ratzon of Hashem is chesed. Really. The only reason it has to be mishpat is when you have to express it in this world, because we have to uncover it and all that. But in that world, it's kulei chesed. So what we're saying is, is that first Hashem chesed when we deserve it, but more so there's a chesed when we don't deserve it. And that chesed of your plan, not because we deserve it. That means that the introduction to the Yud Gimel Midos, this is one fundamental principle, is that Hashem has a midah of chesed to give that we can tap into even though we don't earn it. And the point of the Yud Gimel Midos is Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed, not because we earned it. And what we're trying to tap into is that there's a midah of chesed that Hashem has that's not according to our actions. It's your chesed. If you're awesome. And that's why this is Ein Chayzer Rekem. Because if Hashem will treat us in that world, then regardless of our averus, he'll give us chesed. We're not trying to make a cheshbon and say, hey, Hashem, look at us this way, look at it that way, look, I wasn't so bad. Really, I'm a decent guy. Come on. No, I'm a horrible guy. It doesn't make a difference. But you want to give chesed, regardless. I'm not talking about myself. I'm only talking about Hashem has made this now. So the idea is that is and that's really the ultimate concept of this is where we're tapping into the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way they exist for themselves before they get filtered into this world. Does anyone have what I'm saying?
I'm having a hard time because we're in the Olam of Mishpat. Let's say a horrible guy, why
But this
does he
is because
deserve to get
you
that
don't deserve it.
treatment
You don't
of
deserve it.
that?
Not because you that's not the point. You use your own word. You don't deserve. But Hashem is a Baal Chesed. And therefore there's an anhaga that Hashem has, a midah of chesed, that when he expresses that, it doesn't matter. He wants to give chesed.
Wow. Yeah, because I'm in the Mishpat world, I can't really
Well, better
understand.
get out of it. You have 3 days to get
How does Hashem want to do chesed for
That's
somebody
the
who doesn't
Metzias of
deserve
HaKadosh
it?
Baruch Hu. Everything else is it's a trick. It's a hiding trick.
Don't
Just
we
hiding.
accept that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat was totally righteous, which it is, and there wasn't the component of Chesed that none of us would survive?
Right, there's a component of chesed, but it's tapered, tempered, tapered,
Temper, tapered,
tempered, tempered,
tempered.
tempered with did, with this, but it's not unfiltered chesed.
But
The chesed over there is unfiltered.
is what I'm saying accurate truth that if there wasn't any Hesed, none of us would be able to survive?
Yeah, because the fundamental underlying principle of everything is chesed. Yeah, but it's all tempered with din, because there's an oil of mishpat. But there's a hanhaga that Hashem has, which is kula chesed.
Kool-Aid.
Kulo, pure,
Pure,
pure.
pure essay.
Moshe Shapiro adds an unbelievable knetch. It says that Hashem was megala the chesed. Hashem was megala the chesed. He was megala the midos as a chazan when he was davening. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he was wearing a talis, shliach tzibur. Hashem was davening. It says that Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he said, "Give me a bracha." So what was the bracha? Yagoylu rachamecha al midosecha. What does it mean to give Hashem a bracha? What does it mean Hashem is davening? What does that mean? So he says, "Kavyoch." What it means is that Hashem from this world, Kavyochol, is turning to the Hashem of the other world, and saying, "I want to use your midos, not my midos." Essentially, in other words, the Hashem of the Olam HaMishpat. I'm not saying that's the idea. That's what we're saying. What we're saying is the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, I want to be knowing what those midas. It's a mashal. The tefillah is a mashal to bring out this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is switching over the midas, and he's saying is that and that he will no longer be using the Hanhaga of this midah, he'll be using the Hanhaga of that midah.
Is that just on Yom Kippur, or is that
It's this bris krusa of the Yud Gimel Midas.
what's that mean?
Bris krusa is what the Torah says. It's a covenant that will not break. Because the ultimate truth
But doesn't
is,
that mess up the whole world of Mishpat?
well, this is a way out. There's one way out. Yud Gimel Midas. That's the whole key over here. That is why this is such a powerful prayer.
So
It's the whole it's a whole different technique.
We have to use it though. That's not what it's like.
Yeah, you have to. There's a different ways how to
Right, but
understand
what's
it.
those? I think we were supposed to work this last year, but what's the avoid that according to this approach of the UDMS? I've got
Great question.
just say it. I know that's what the Gemara says, just say it, but recognize, like, what's the avoid that
Well, okay, that's already a whole different schmooze.
you I think it's a great question.
Well, part of pshat
Yeah.
is that maybe there's not an avoda. Maybe the pshat is that you have to daven for it. Mentioning the midas means that we believe it, and we believe that there's an ultimate rachamim, and we believe that Hashem's love for us is so great that He can express and tap into those midas on our behalf. That's the pshat. There is apimus or other pshat, but that's definitely the most pshat. But my point is that once you have das tvunis, then you appreciate this whole thing a whole different way. It's a very powerful thought. So I think that it makes the yugil, that's what's so unique about this tefillah.
So it's like a key, it's like a,
it's
it's
a
like
key out of this
it's a
world.
portal. It's
Yeah.
a portal into the world of
And if Hashem, you judge me with your ultimate
Yichud.
chesed, you judge me with the ultimate chesed, not in the mishpat, I can go far. Let's say.